Hey, welcome to Razzle Dazzle, a podcast about our favorite video games and pop culture with an emphasis on our favorites. I'm your host, Jared, and in today's Razzle Dazzle review, we're diving deep into a world unlike any other, one that has left an indelible mark on me. The world ends with you. Let us know what you think about this review somewhere on the internet, and with that being said, it's Razzle Dazzle time! First, let me set the stage. Imagine a bustling, neon-lit Shibuya, but with a dark twist. The protagonist Neku wakes up in the heart of Tokyo's fashion district, but something's off. He's dead, caught in a deadly game that could spell the end of the world. That's the premise of this incredible series that has completely captivated me. I have to confess, The World Ends With You has a special place in my heart. It's not just a game, it's an experience that lingers long after you put the controller down. The narrative, the characters, and the unique themes it explores, like self-discovery and the importance of human connection, resonate deeply with me. It's a tale that makes you question your place in the world, and it's done so in a way that's both profound and entertaining. Now let's talk about what truly sets this series apart, how it differs from your typical RPGs. Most RPGs tend to follow a tried and true formula: turn-based battles, a party of heroes, and an epic quest. The World Ends With You throws that formula out the window. Instead, you control Neku, and Neku alone, in real-time battles that take full advantage of the Nintendo DS and later the Nintendo Switch's unique hardware. It's frantic, it's fast-paced, and it's like nothing you've ever played before. You literally fight with your pins, which grant you various psychic abilities, and your partner fights on the other screen, creating dynamic and immersive gameplay experience. And then, there's the music. I can't emphasize enough just how amazing the soundtrack is in The World Ends With You. It's composed by the legendary Takeharu Ishimoto and features a mix of genres from hip-hop to techno that perfectly complements the game's stylish and edgy atmosphere. The music isn't just a backdrop, it's an integral part of the game, affecting battles and enhancing the overall experience. It's no exaggeration to say the music alone is reason enough to play this series. Now, let's dive into the unique gameplay and battle mechanics. In most RPGs, you're dealing with swords, magic spells, and a party of characters. But in The World Ends With You, you're dealing with pins, psychs, and a diverse cast of characters. The game originally made ingenious use of the Nintendo DS's dual screens and touch controls to create an innovative combat system. You'd control Neku's movements on the bottom screen while executing powerful attacks and abilities on the top screen with the stylus. It was intuitive, it was challenging, and it was incredibly rewarding when you mastered it. But what about the Nintendo Switch? Well, when the game was ported to the Switch, the developers didn't just do a straightforward conversion, they adapted the unique dual-screen gameplay to a single-screen experience without sacrificing the essence of what made it special.
One, two, three. Tell me who you are, who you were.
On the Nintendo Switch, you can choose between two control modes, handheld and docked. In handheld mode, you can play using the touchscreen, offering an experience quite similar to the original DS version. It's as if you're holding the DS in your hands again, and for fans of the original, this is a nostalgic and comfortable way to enjoy the game. In docked mode, the game takes advantage of the Joy-Con controllers. You use the Joy-Con's analog stick to control Neku, and the motion controls to execute various psych abilities. It's a different experience from the DS version, but it's surprisingly engaging and enjoyable in its own right. The transition from handheld to docked mode is seamless, ensuring that you can play the game in the way that suits you best. So whether you're a fan of the original DS version, or someone completely new to the series, experiencing it on the Nintendo Switch, The World Ends With You adapts its unique gameplay and battle mechanics to both playstyles flawlessly. And let's not forget about the art style. The art direction of The World Ends With You is a visual feast for the eyes. The character designs by Tetsuya Nomura are stylish and distinctive, perfectly capturing the spirit of modern Tokyo's fashion scene. The streets of Shibuya are brought to life with vibrant colors and a unique blend of 2D and 3D graphics. It's a visual treat that adds another layer of immersion to the game.
Complex going on and on. Insanity in these
So what's the verdict on The World Ends With You? Well, it's nothing short of a modern masterpiece in the world of RPGs. Its impact on me has been profound, both in terms of storytelling and gameplay innovation. It's a game that takes risks and pushes the boundaries of what RPGs can be. The music is unforgettable, the gameplay is addictive, and the art style is breathtaking. If you haven't experienced the series yet, I implore you to give it a try. It's a journey that will stay with you long after the world has ended. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Razzle Dazzle Reviews. Be sure to follow us on social media at Razzle Dazzle Show on Instagram and on TikTok at Razzle_Dazzle_Show.
Make sure to tune in every Thursday on the Live 365 app Eagle Radio Station, where we are live. We'll catch you on the next one.